I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. The New York City Council passed the expanded paid sick days legislation. The new bill, which originated with Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer, has the support of Mayor Bill de Blasio. It will give the right to have paid sick days to 355,000 workers. The bill will be the first that de Blasio signs into law. He said the council made history with the legislation. Combined with previous legislation, more than 500,000 New Yorkers will now be entitled to take up to 5 sick days without fear of losing their job. Some small business owners have voiced concerns that the legislation creates a financial burden. There's a scandal where there shouldn't be. It has to do with bait and switch and the milk our children drink in public schools.
The Department of Education failed to adopt proper safeguards and controls in awarding contracts to companies distributing milk in our city. These lack of controls led the city to ignore red flags of possible collusion among bidders.
New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer's office conducted an audit which examined 3 contracts worth $134 million for the supply and delivery of milk to city schools from November 2008 to August 2013. The 3 winning vendors were Bayer Farms, Elmhurst Dairy, and Bartlett Dairy. The audit found that the 3 winning bidders, who began as competitors, each vying for the same contracts, became business partners within 2 months of the contracts being awarded. He referred the findings to the United States Department of Justice for further investigation. Stringer found that the DOE lacked adequate procedures to detect warning signs of possible collusion and issued recommendations to prevent this kind of thing in the future. The New York State Assembly passed the New York Dream Act. This bill opens the pathway to higher education for all students in New York, irrespective of immigration status, and it allows undocumented students to qualify for the state's TAP, the Tuition Assistance Program. To qualify, undocumented students would have to have graduated from a New York school, have good grades, and meet the same income eligibility requirements as other students. The New York Dream Act now goes to the New York State Senate. A state senator from Queens announced on Wednesday that he's joining the group of breakaway Democrats that share control of the Senate, dealing a blow to the traditional Democrats in the minority of that House. Senator Tony Avella will become the 5th member of the Independent Democratic Conference, which has ruled the state Senate in a coalition with Republicans since 2011. Avella's switch effectively gives the coalition 35 votes in the 63-seat chamber, strengthening their majority in a chamber in which 32 votes are needed to pass legislation. Make the Road New York is kicking off its economic justice campaign to build awareness within the Latino community about consumer fraud by companies such as Herbalife. Herbalife is accused of operating an illegal pyramid scheme that uses deceptive practices to target minority groups, particularly Latino immigrants. Those immigrants are lured into investing hundreds, often thousands of dollars, with promise of easy money and jobs that do not require English or work authorization in the U.S. Latinos lured into working for Herbalife have lost thousands of dollars. The campaign by Make the Road New York will heighten awareness and urge those who believe they are victims of these types of predatory practices to come forward and to file complaints with the New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman.
Hoodies up! Time's up! No more murder of black youth!
It's been 2 years, 2 years since 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was murdered in Florida. Demonstrators throughout the country came out with hoodies up for a national day of action.
Hoodies up! Time's up! No more murder of black youth! Hoodies up! Time's up! No more murder of black youth!
In New York City at Union Square, demonstrators carried signs which read, "We are all Trayvon. The whole damn system is guilty. Trayvon Martin is my son." Another sign read, "Justice for Jordan Davis," along with a sign that said, "Justice for Trayvon Martin." The reverse side of the sign showed large targets with the words, "No more." A bystander wore a red target with what looked like bullet holes. The demonstrators stood silent before they marched to Times Square to spread their message. Steve Yip is with the Stop Mass Incarceration Network.
Well, basically right now we're having a silent representation of militant opposition to the slow genocide of mass incarceration, manifestation being police brutality, the trials of George Zimmerman and Michael Dunn represents a whole new escalation to a different level. Basically is that it's a new, well, a lot of people are calling it a second Dred Scott decision. It signals a open season on Black and Latino youth. And this is part of a slow genocide that must be resisted vehemently by all sections in society. So this is the opening salvo in saying that we are moving into 2014 and we're not going to take this anymore, and that all peoples, whatever ethnic background and color, need to step forward.
Also last night, veteran activist Angela Davis was the featured speaker for an African-American history event on the fight against racism and right-wing extremism today. I asked her what her message is for WBAI listeners.
Well, I think it's important for people to think about historical continuities, the extent to which we still live with the ghost of slavery, the relationship between slavery and capitalism, the relationship between capitalism and the and mass incarceration, racist-fueled mass incarceration. I think the overall message today is that we need to come together and we need to struggle. We need to intensify the fight for justice, equality, and freedom.
Angela Davis at the celebration of African American culture and struggle, sponsored by the We're Not Going Back Committee. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.